Now, you say that we are free to the same degree that we're enlightened, both individually and as a society.
Yes.
Can you assist the listeners in defining what freedom actually is and the difference between freedom and liberty?
Yes, liberty is a civil legal agreement, and its purpose is the propagation and survival of society. Freedom is an inner condition. See? A person who is liberated, who is quite advanced spiritually, is free no matter where he is. You can feel free in a prison cell. A person who has multiple positionalities, which they're constantly defending and guarding, etc., can't feel free under any circumstances. So they're in prison. Imprisonment is from within. Freedom is the freedom from negativity, freedom from fear, freedom to realize your own potential. So freedom is an inner condition. You can't give people freedom. You can give them physical security. So society can provide security. It can guarantee, civil liberty. But it can't give you freedom because we're imprisoned within our own self-created prison, you see. When you're completely free, somebody holds a gun to your head and says, I'm going to kill you. You say, well, that's your problem. And mean it. It is their problem. Mm. I mean, you're designed to leave the body sooner or later. So if it's now, so it's now.
Well, you talk about the transformative energy of love, too. I remember hearing a story recently of a woman that was kidnapped.
Yeah.
And how she responded to the kidnapper by listening and love.
She got through to a psychopathic personality, yeah.
This transformative energy of love. How we can then apply that to our everyday challenges.
Well, you can't apply it. You can only be it.
Hmm.
See, as a consequence of that which you are, things are changed in your circumstances. Doesn't mean the cat won't throw up on the carpet.
But my perception of it might change, or my reaction to it, perhaps.
Well, yes. It's just the price of having a pet. And you know that when you got it. So it's just the price of the linear domain. Mm-hmm. The linear domain is what makes human life painful, the linear.
Right.
And it's the nonlinear that relieves the pain. The linear creates it. The nonlinear takes it away. So if you love them, it's just a mild nuisance, like spilling something on the kitchen floor. It doesn't really affect your happiness. It doesn't affect your happiness. So your happiness originates from a nonlinear domain. It's not dependent on what's out there. So freedom means you're not dependent on anything outside of yourself as a source of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You're self-sufficient. Whether the person likes it or doesn't like it, it's nice if they like it, but it's not really that relevant. It doesn't really make that much difference. If you put your survival on the approval of others, your life will be horrendous. You'll never feel free because around the next corner could be an insult waiting or somebody disagrees with you. So If you have to win in order to be happy, you're not going to be happy very long. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you've calibrated various cities throughout the world.
Oh, yeah.